betcha. It's the Power Pop Show, KSCU, special edition of the show today called the 70s Underground. And you had it right there, David Bowie from 1971. His sort of first realm into great pop songwriting that would carry on throughout the decade and beyond. Hunky Dory, a classic record there. Somewhat of an underground release, though, from David Bowie. Still pretty young on the scene back then. Queen Bitch, the track right there. One of the best pop songs about drag queens out there, I think, hands down. From 1971, David Bowie. We had The Move before that, going back to 1970. And they're looking on LP, Brontosaurus, the track, which was also a single from that year. Made a little move, no pun intended there, a little move on the UK charts and pretty much unknown in the US, I think, at that time. So definitely qualifying as the 70s underground there, The Move. That was before David Bowie. And we also have music from Emmett Rhodes and The Beat. A little Cheap Trick before that as well. As I mentioned, today's podcast will be up on the Power Pop Show MySpace page later on this weekend. Check it out at myspace.com/PowerPopShow. Have the full playlist up there as well. So please dig it, as always. If you do want to get on my email list, by the way, I do send out playlists every once in a while. Keep you in the loop. The phone number here, 554-KSCU. That's 554-5728. As I mentioned, I'm going to carry on the second hour of the 70s Underground show as we move into the late 70s with, you know, some post-punk, some punk rock. You know, that's what the a big part of the 70s Underground was, the whole late 70s explosion of underground power pop and punk and mod and post-punk and a lot of great stuff that happened before the 1980s that I'm going to get to. Including this very influential band that got their start in the late 70s. This is one of their first singles from the band Squeeze from 1978. Take Me, I'm Yours. It's a 70s underground on the Power Pop Show, KSCU, Santa Clara.
I've come across the desert to greet you with a smile. My camel looks so tired, it's hardly worth my walk to tell you of my travels across the Golden East. Your preparations invite me first to peace. Take me, I'm yours, because dreams are made of this. Forever there'll be a heaven on in your kiss. Amusing belly dances distract me from my wine across Tibetan mountains and memories of mine. I've stood some ghostly moments to natives in the hills, recorded here on paper, my chills and thrills and spills. Change a great attempt, your leisure, romantic gesture, straight. My ego flies tomorrow, it's a game I treasure dear, to seek the helpless future. My love at last, I'm here.
It's the Power Pop Show on KSCU.
Somebody told me just the other day that you leave me regret you. Well, if you knew how it hurt me so,
70s Underground edition on this sweltering Friday evening. And what 70s Underground show would be complete without something from Roxy Music right there from 1974 and their Country Life album, All I Want Is You. And it's a nice segue into this album, also from 1974, some classic 70s Underground right now from Brian Eno. Dig it. That's the Power Pop Show, KSCU, 70s Underground, some classic there from the Undertones, one of their first singles there from an EP they put out back in 1978, Teenage Kicks, which was so good that Rhino Records decided to name one of their UK Underground Pop compilations Teenage Kicks there. It's a great compilation, by the way. Rhino Records put out a set a few years back of underground UK pop, and also they put some underground pop and punk from the US. It's like a four CD set that you can get from Rhino Records, and Teenage Kicks there included on that set from Rhino Records. The Undertones, some Brian Eno before that, going back to 1974, Here Come the Warm Jets, the classic, often forgotten, overlooked by the mainstream kind of stuff from Brian Eno. And Roxy Music also in there. We had some Squeeze. It's 6:15 on the Power Pop Show. I got to get everything out of my system here before the 7 o'clock hour. So I'm going to do lots of short, quick, fun punk numbers finishing up the hour. And some obscure stuff all from the 70s. It is the 70s Underground right now. And I'm going to bring you, I just got this on the old iPod a couple of days ago. Some classic 70s Underground right now from the band Television from the Marquee Moon album. 1977. Here's Television, everybody. We'll be right back. one of the truly underground bands of the 70s and 80s, for that matter. Wire, right there, the post-punk classic from 1977, their very first record, Pink Flag, on a 70s underground edition of the Power Pop Show, and Ex-Lion Tamer, the track there. From Wire, we had some Television before that from the Marquee Moon, another 70s underground classic. 6:24 is the time, and right now I'm going to bring you another great post-punk band that got their start with a classic debut record from 1979 called Entertainment. And in fact, this band highlighted the Download Festival just last month at Shoreline Amphitheater. John King and Andy Gill heading into their sunset years, and they're still tearing it up on the stage. Can you believe it? Gang of Four. This is from 1979. The 70s underground. Dig it.
Good night.
Yeah, very good. Sums up pretty much how I feel about this presidential election going on right now. I'm so bored with the USA, The Clash, the 70s underground edition of the Power Pop Show from their classic debut record there in 1977. I'm easing on into a punk rock set, as you can tell. I got tons of cool underground 70s to finish up the last half hour for you here. What do I got coming up after this short break? I got music from the Saints, Sham 69, The Jam. Throw a little Dead Boys your way, too. It's all 70s underground. More coming up right after this.
I don't want to feel bad about sugar. I want to feel good about me.
Feeling good about yourself. Feeling carefree. You got you carefree. Sugarless time.
Carefree has a new, fresher taste. Why would anyone chew gum with all that sugar?
It's the Power Pop Show on KSCU.
We'll be right back.
70s Underground edition of the Power Pop Show, KSCU, a classic there from The Jam, 1977, In the City. We had some Sham 69 before that, from the year that punk broke, 1977, Bull Still Break Out. We had some classic from The Clash in there as well before Sham 69. So Bored with the USA from the first Clash record. I'm cramming it all in here in the last half hour. And, you know, just listening to the final minutes of that Jam song there reminded me of a great DVD I rented through Netflix a couple of months back. And I recommend everybody who's a fan and looking at music in perspective and, you know, just seeing where we are and where we're going, where we've been, all that good stuff. The Tomorrow Show featuring Tom Snyder, who I think passed away not that long ago. You know, the old fossil there with the graying temples and the chain-smoking guy that knew nothing about pop culture, but he always had these iconic people on his show. Well, there's a DVD series of all the punk bands that Tom Snyder had on his show in the 70s, and it's totally worth checking out. One of the very first episodes from 1977, Tom Snyder has a panel consisting of no less than Paul Weller, Joan Jett, Kim Foley, and Bill Graham. If you can imagine those four people in the same room together with the late night fossil, Tom Snyder, it is worth its weight in gold, everybody. Check it out. It's a great little like late night interview. Paul Weller's like 18 years old and Joan Jett's like 17, and they're talking about this crazy new punk rock music and how it's influencing kids in the music industry. And you got to check it out. I recommend it. The Tomorrow Show with Tom Snyder, the punk DVD edition. It's well worth watching. All right, 6:37 the time. Power Pop Show here. I'm with you till 7. Left Coast Radio is up at 7 o'clock with your host, DJ Clev. So stick around for that. And be sure to check out the podcast of today's show up on MySpace. It'll be up there on my MySpace page later on this weekend at myspace.com/powerpopshow. Speaking of Joan Jett, I do have a track from The Runaways that is coming up and a bunch of other cool stuff, so please stick around. And as I rambled on, I completely forgot as I was rambling there what the hell I had queued up, but it would be this. Got to have some Iggy and the Stooges, right? From 1973, Raw Power. This is a very loud song, everybody. It's the Stooges on the 70s Underground.
Walking cheetah with a hat full of napalm. I'm a runaway son of the nuclear A-bomb. I am the world's forgotten boy, the one who searches and destroys. In the dead of night, love in the middle of a firefight. Honey, gotta strike me blind. Somebody gotta save my soul. Baby, penetrate my mind. And I'm the world's forgotten boy, the one who's searching, searching to destroy.
Sam Jr. shop.
Yes, and if you ever see Dawn, Portrait of a Teenage Runaway, featuring Eve Plum from the Brady Bunch, you will hear that song in the soundtrack. The Runaways, no less, Cherry Bomb from 1976. It's the 70s underground edition of the Power Pop Show, bringing you the best that no one ever heard in that decade. Some more punk rock for you from the heartland, the Dead Boys. This is from 1977. Enjoy.
Down machine.
is kinda special.
It's a 70s underground power pop show special edition on this warm, sweltering Friday. The Damned, Neat, 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 the very first Damned record, 1977, the year that punk broke. And I'm playing, you know, lots of stuff from 77 in the last half hour of the show. Before that, we had the Dead Boys, Sonic Reducer, from their Young, Loud, and Snotty, dark, trashy, nihilistic record from 1977 from the Dead Boys. The Runaways and Cherry Bomb before that. 1976, in the tender early years of Joan Jett and Lita Ford and all the classic Runaways lineup there. Iggy and the Stooges also, Search and Destroy. 6:50 the time, about 10 more minutes left. And, God, I just got to get a few more out of my system. I wanted to play some Devo, and I don't even know if that's going to happen. But I can't get this one out of my system. Eddie and the Hot Rods, one of the... sort of bands that bridge the old pub rock, punk rock thing. This is from 1976. Dig it.